play-by-play.
Action at home or away.
Local sports favorites are here on the Breeze 94.5.
And good evening, everyone, or good late afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blue Hill High School and basketball for you tonight. KLIQ FM 94.5, The Breeze, and on KLIQFM.com. A basketball doubleheader, girls boys action, the Blue Hill Lady Bobcats and Bobcats hosting the Silver Lake Lady Mustangs and Mustangs tonight here at Blue Hill High School. I'm Blaine Bulis. I'll have the play-by-play for you in this high school doubleheader here on The Breeze this evening. Our pregame show is brought to you by NewTek Seed, your yield leader. It's Silver Lake and Blue Hill, girls-boys basketball doubleheader. The girls' game will be up first. In this girls' contest, the Silver Lake Mustangs come in with 1 win and 7 losses on the season. The Bobcats of Blue Hill, 4 wins and 4 losses on this basketball season. The visitors from Silver Lake, as if you follow high school basketball, South Central Nebraska, you know that last year Silver Lake girls qualified for the state tournament. Not only qualified, they went down there unbeaten and finished third in Lincoln in Class D1 last year at the state tournament. But the Silver Lake Mustangs, Keith Crow's outfit, lost all 5 starters, 4 to graduation, 1 starter transferring over to Sandy Creek, Bailey Morris, and the top 2 off the bench also graduating. So the top 7 players all gone from last year's 25-1 Silver Lake basketball team, and they have struggled out of the gate in 2010-2011. The Lady Mustangs are 1 win and 7 losses. They started the season with a loss to Deschler, 64-26, won their only game over Heartland Lutheran, then 33-24. Since then, they've dropped 6 in a row. At Axtell, home to Red Cloud, Kennesaw, and Gibbon, and then dropped a couple at the Silver Lake Holiday Tournament to Alma, 34-29, and to Shelton in the consolation game, 54-34. So the Mustangs have struggled. They're 1 win, 7 losses. They've dropped their last 6 on the season, and the Lady Mustangs have had a problem scoring the basketball on the season. They average only 26 points a game. Half of those coming from the sophomore, Mackenzie Scooper. She averages 13.6 points per game. The team averages 26 per contest. And the Silver Lake basketball team not shooting the ball very well. Field goal percentage, a 2-point field goal percentage is 24.7% on the season, and they've turned the basketball over 23 times. So it has not been the best of starts for the Mustangs as they come in, scoring 26 a game, giving up 48 points per contest. They've also been out-rebounded by 3 per contest, despite the fact that they have a pretty tall starting lineup. In addition to Mackenzie Scooper, the 6'1 sophomore, Megan Jacobitz, a 6-foot senior, and Amy Trouse is a 5'10 junior. The Blue Hill Lady Bobcats are 4-4 on the season. The Tim Streff's ball club started with 2 wins over Kennesaw and at Donovan Trumbull, then lost 2 on the road at Superior and Hastings St. Cecilia, 2 pretty good ball clubs, then defeated Wood River, and then lost to Grand Island, a Central Catholic, before Christmas. And then in the Sandy Creek Holiday Tournament, the Blue Hill Lady Bobcats split their games. They lost to Sandy Creek, 58-26, and then defeated Cozad in the consolation game, 42-33. So the Lady Bobcats are 4-4 on the basketball season. They have been led so far by Caitlin Kumpke, a 5'8 junior, averaging 12 points per contest. The Bobcats of Blue Hill on this season, scoring 35 points a game, giving up 45 per contest. And they will come in trying to get over that 500 mark and get their 2nd in a row and their 5th on the season. So it's Blue Hills girls at 4-4, Silver Lake at 1-7 this basketball season. We will take a timeout when we return. We'll have the first 3 quarters for you as we'll have the starting lineups and the play-by-play here on The Breeze tonight. That's KLIQ FM 94.5 The Breeze and on KLIQ FM. Coming up, the first quarter of this basketball game is Silver Lake and the Blue Hill girls right after this timeout.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
Playing of our national anthem for our girls-boys basketball doubleheader here at Blue Hill tonight. Silver Lake and Blue Hill for the visitors from Silver Lake. Mackenzie Scoop is a 6'1 sophomore, leads the team in scoring and rebounding, 13 points, 9 rebounds. Megan Jacobitz, a 6-foot senior. Amy Trausch, a 5'10 junior up front. Kyla Tim, a 5'4 freshman. And Sydney Meyer, a 5'9 sophomore, start for the Mustangs. It's Alyssa Opery, a 5'9 junior. Caitlin Kumpke, a 5'8 junior. Garnett Water, the 5'9 junior. Sarah Albert, 5'8 senior. Emily Harifeld, a 5'8 senior for Blue Hill. Our pregame show is brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Basketball in the air, the first quarter of our girls' game about to start. The tip controlled by the home team, the Blue Hill Bobcats. Alyssa Opery gives the basketball up. In the front court is Jordan Atwater. Right side is 15-footer put up by Caitlin Kumpke. He's going to be out of there. No good. Down on the baseline, knocked out of bounds by the Bobcats. It will be Mustang basketball. Just underway of our girls' game. First of two tonight here on the Breeze. KLIQ FM 94.5 and on KLIQFM.com. Pressure in the backcourt by the Bobcats. In the front court, a traveling call on the Mackenzie Jacobitz. So the first turnover of our game. As the Mustangs turn it over in the backcourt, it'll be Blue Hill basketball on the near sideline. On the stage here at Blue Hill High School, down the basketball to Atwater. Jordan with the ball at the top of the key, tipped away from her. She'll run it down near the timeline for the Bobcats. Right side to Caitlin Kumpke back to Atwater against his zone. 17-footers up and nothing but net there. First field goal of the night, Jordan Atwater for Blue Hill, and they jumped out to a 2-0 lead. Again, full court pressure in the backcourt against this taller Silver Lake team. And the Mustangs, again, have had trouble scoring. 27 points a game is all they've been able to produce. This is a zone trap. Dribbling across the timeline is Mackenzie Scooper. She will drive all over the baseline, put up a 5-footer on the run, and score. Mackenzie Scooper, the player that will have to score and rebound to lead Silver Lake. The only player back with really any experience from last year's state qualifying team for the Mustangs. She scores her first bucket. Kumpke's 5-foot on the baseline, no good for Blue Hill. Rebounded on the baseline. Jacob is knocked away from her and run down by the Bobcat. It's Atwater, front court to Kumpke on the right wing. Puts up a 7-footer, going to be an air ball. No good, tipped around in the lane. Still battle for him on the far side. Erfeld picks it up, and there's a 15-footer up by Jordan Atwater, and it's good. Jordan Atwater with her second field goal, and it's now 4-2 Blue Hill. The Mustangs with it in the backcourt. Scooper with it to Kyla Tim. Tim to Jacobitz. Again, it's a 1-2-1-1 zone trap, and the Mustangs having trouble. And there's a 10-second call. Turnover on the Mustangs. They can't get it to even past the foul line that time. First substitution of the night to April Thaman in, the 5'5 sophomore, placing Caitlin Kumpke for Blue Hill. They have a 4-2 lead in the basketball in this girls' contest. Atwater with it, right side to April Thaman. Back to Atwater. 17-footers up. This one's going to be off there. No good. Rebounded out of there by Amy Trausch. Trausch gives it up in the backcourt to Mackenzie Scupa. The 6-1 sophomore will control it in the scoring zone. Gives it up now to Kyla Tim. Tim for the Mustangs. Blue Hill will play a zone here, a 1-3-1 zone, and moving zone here against this offensive Silver Lake. From the wing, it's going to be a baseline shot. No good by Scooper, rebounded by the Bobcats. They run the other way. Atwater to the baseline. Puts up a runner from 5 and scores. Jordan Atwater with 3 field goals. A quick timeout for Silver Lake. 3 field goals for Jordan Atwater. Blue Hill leads it 6-2. We'll take a timeout with 5:45 to go in this girls' game. It is Blue Hill 6, Silver Lake 2, back in 30 seconds.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood Telecommunications in Blue Hill has provided state-of-the-art telecommunication products and services for 50 years. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet. Visit us at shopglenwood.net.
Been thinking about replacing your worn-out windows? Consider made-to-order Marvin Wood Windows. The Easy Tilt Pack is an easy-to-install solution. Tilt Pack windows are made of energy-efficient ponderosa pine. They're less expensive than replacing the whole window. See Tilt Pack at Century Lumber Center in Blue Hill. Call 756-3341.
6-2 in favor of Blue Hill. This time the Mustangs get over across the timeline. April Trouch has it. It's tipped away from her and grabbed out of there by Sarah Albert. Albert front court now to April Feynman. Feynman for the Bobcats, tipped away from her. Atwater gets it in the lane, lost control of it. Picked up though onto the baseline by Sarah Albert. Albert back to Atwater. Cross court pass to Harifeld. Her shot at Harifeld. Her shot up, no good. Rebounded by Scupa. Kenzie Scoopa dribbles it into the front court for the Mustangs. They go from right to left. The maroon and white of Silver Lake against the blue and white of Blue Hill. Now the zone defense. A two-zone defense by the Bobcats this time. And Silver Lake has the basketball. Tim with it. Trouch now to Sidney Meyer. Meyer will take the shot from the top of the key off the side of the rim. No good. Grabbed on the baseline by Alyssa Overy. Front court pass to Feynman. Feynman will get to the baseline. Cut off there. Bounce pass will go out to Atwater. The wing to Harifeld, back to Jordan Atwater at the top of the key. 2-1-2 for Silver Lake. Diving into the lane, tipped away from Albert, picked up by the Mustangs. Turnover on Blue Hill. The Bobcats lead it here, 6-2. Now the Mustangs will slow it up. Kyla Tim, the freshman, will dribble it across the timeline into the zone to our left here. On the right wing to Sidney Meyer. To Scoop on the left wing, top of the key to Tim, right side to Meyer. Baseline to Jacobitz, she can't handle it, goes to the baseline and out of bounds with the basketball. Turnover on Silver Lake. Into the game, Aaron Flambeck, the senior for the Silver Lake. And checking back in, the starter, Caitlin Kumke for Blue Hill. Bobcats lead it here 6-2, 4:17 to go. First quarter, Jordan Atwater into the scoring zone now. Kumke back, Atwater to Kumke. Take a 16-footer up off there, no good. Tipped around in the lane by Aaron Flambeck of Silver Lake. Is it up to Scupa now? To Tim, and Kyla Tim will get it across the timeline to face this 2-3 Blue Hill zone. Kim at the top of the key with the basketball, right? Wing pass to Sidney Meyer, will take the three-pointer in the air, nothing but net there. Field goal, three-pointer, Sidney Meyer, and it's now 6-5 in favor of Blue Hill. Lady Bobcats over the Lady Mustangs with 3:40 to go in the first. Comfy right wing. Inside to Overy, turns and shoots from seven. Going to be off there, no good, but she's fouled on the play. And Alyssa Overy will go to the line and shoot our first free throws of the night. And the first foul in McKenzie Scupa for Silver Lake. To the free throw line, Alyssa Overy. Overy coming in averaging 3.8 points, but 7.5 rebounds for contest, the 5'9 senior. Sarah Albert, Alyssa Overy, the senior starters. Overy's free throw is good. And Emily Harifeld, also a senior. First free throw by Alyssa is good. 7-5, Bobcats. Overy's second in the air, going to be off the back iron, no good. Going high for the rebound is McKenzie Scupa for the Mustangs. Again, Scupa played quite a bit last year as a freshman. That Silver Lake team that made it all the way to state and finished third in Class D1. She's the only player with experience back for the Mustangs, and they struggled out of the gate at 1-7. Kim at the top of the key facing this zone. Throws the right side to Meyer. Side to Scupa, tipped away from her and stolen out of there by Harifeld. Harifeld in the front court to Atwater in the lane, turning and shooting from five. It's going to be no good by Kelsey Carr, who's in the game. And now a shot put up on the rebound by Atwater, and she's fouled on the play. Oh, and that's number two on McKenzie Scupa. That's two on the best player for Silver Lake with 3:03 to go. And to the free throw line is Jordan Atwater. Jordan averages 6.6 per game. She scored six already. That free throw bounces off. That's two fouls already on McKenzie Scupa. Into the game for Silver Lake, the starter, Amy Trouch, back in. And also in, Macy Coffey for Blue Hill. Second free throw also missed, and the rebound comes out of there to Silver Lake's Trouch. And it's 7-5, Bobcats with the lead. Atwater missed two free throws there. Tim with it on the left wing to Scupa, will take an 18-footer. Off the iron and no good. They battle for it on the baseline. It's tipped out of bounds by a Bobcat. Atwater knocked it out of bounds. It'll be Silver Lake basketball underneath their own basket. And Amy Trouch will inbound. Trouch, the 5'10 junior, inbounds to Scupa. shot is partially blocked by Scooper's shot, partially blocked, but she was hit on the play and fouled. Foul called. On Caitlin Kumpke. That'll be her first. And McKenzie Scooper to the line, shoot two, misses the first. Scooper has one field goal and missed that first free throw. It's still 7-5, Blue Hill. And Scooper with two personal fouls. He's going to have to really be careful here. Silver Lake can only afford to lose. Her second free throw is also missed, and it's tipped and grabbed by Macy Coffey. Encore now is Atwater, Jordan in the lane. 14-footer rolls off there, no good. Grabbed by the Mustangs, Kyla Tim. Silver Lake and Tyre go ahead on this possession. 2:32 to go first quarter. 7-5, Blue Hill over Silver Lake. Cross-court pass to Meyer, to Tim, left wing to Scooper. Pass in the lane is tipped away. Coming out of there with it will be Kelsey Carr. Carr's tied up on the play. Good defensive effort there by Aaron Plambeck, and it'll be alternate possession on the jump ball. Basketball to Silver Lake. Lexi Himmelberg, a 5'4 sophomore, checks in for Blue Hill. Silver Lake basketball. Inbound pass goes to Scooper out to Meyer for three. Going to be way short. Cross rebound. Her shot is up there off. No good. Gets her own rebound. Second shot up and no good, but a foul and looks over at Blue Hill. Free throws are coming up for Amy Trausch. She'll get two. She can tie it by making both. 2:13 to go, first quarter. 7-5, Blue Hill. They jumped out to the 6-2 lead. And the first free throw is up and good. Amy Trausch makes it 7-6, Blue Hill. Second free throw by Trausch is going to be off there, no good, and Overy will get the rebound in the backcourt for Blue Hill. Quickly into the scoring zone. Left court pass now. To Coffey. Now the Blue Hill Bobcats have with a one-point lead. Driving in the lane, Himmelberg, her shot is going to be short, but she's fouled before that shot. I'll call an Aaron Plambeck of Silver Lake. Non-shooting situation. Bobcats win down underneath their own basket. Kumpke does long to Lexi Himmelberg on the wing to Kumpke behind the arc for three in the air. Off the rim, no good. Out of part of the baseline and grabbed out of there by Aaron Plambeck. 7-6, Blue Hill. 1:50 to go, first quarter. Girls high school basketball here tonight on the breeze. KLIQ FM 94.5. KLIQFM.com. Meyer front court to Tim. That's wing to Scooper. Back to top of the key to Kim. Kyla Kim, they work against this Blue Hill zone. Right side to Meyer. Pass it around the perimeter. Kyla with it right side to Meyer. Takes the three. Going to be off an air ball. No good. Rebounded again by Overy. Overy quickly runs it from left to right into the front court. Bounce pass and driving and shooting and scoring on the play for Blue Hill. Here's Macy Coffey, and that makes it 9-6 in favor of Blue Hill. Scooper into the scoring zone for Silver Lake. Lost control of it and lost it out of bounds on the near sideline as she was defended there by Caitlin Kumpke. It was off Scooper and out of bounds. The turnover on Silver Lake. Blue Hill basketball on that turnover. 9-6. Blue Hill with the lead in the basketball. We're late in the first quarter. 1:02 to go. I see Himmelberg front court to Caitlin Kumpke. Back to Himmelberg. Top of the key is Silver Lake. Plays a 1-3-1 zone. Top of the key is Himmelberg. Right side to Kumpke to the baseline. Puts up a 12-footer in and out of there. No good. Fight part on the baseline. Overy saves it and does to Coffey, to Himmelberg, to Kumpke. 12-foot up is good this time. Caitlin Kumpke with the runner. Her first field goal. She averages 12 to lead Lady Bobcats. 11-6 Blue Hill. This is their biggest lead of the first quarter. Scooper in the backcourt. That made basket allows the Mustangs to face this pressure of Blue Hill. They're still in the backcourt. Going to the floor is Tim, and she is tied up by Lexi Himmelberg. It will go to the Bobcats. The turnover there on the alternate possession jump ball. Checking back in for Blue Hill will be the starter, Jordan Atwater. Also back in for Silver Lake, starter Megan Jacobitz. Scooper will go out with two fouls and 2 points. 11-6, Blue Hill. They have the basketball. The inbound it to Jordan Atwater, the 5'9 junior. She controls the basketball to Kumpke. Back to Atwater. Left wing. Shot put up this time is good by Macy Coffey. Coffey with her second field goal, and it's now 13-6. Biggest lead of the night for Blue Hill. Inbound it to Jacobitz in the backcourt for Silver Lake to Kyla Tim. 3 seconds to go into the timeline. A runner by Tim are going to be off the backboard. No good. That's going to be the end of the first quarter. We played one here tonight, girls high school basketball at Blue Hill. The first quarter score, Blue Hill 13, Silver Lake 6. Back with period number 2 in 30 seconds.
Ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? it's pretty scary. But what about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that 1 in 7 drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Call an Allstate agent today for a free Good Hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Get your free Good Hands coverage checkup. Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Roseland today. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome back to Blue Hill High School. Blaine Gulis with you. High school basketball here this evening on The Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5 in Hastings, Nebraska, and on KLIQ-FM.com. 13-6 Blue Hill after one quarter. The Bobcats jumped out to a 6-2 lead. Then it was 6-5 and 7-6. Since that point, it's 7-6, a 6-point run by the Lady Bobcats, and they have a lead 13-6 after one quarter. Six early points by Jordan Atwater to lead the way for Blue Hill. And Lake will send out to Megan and Jacobitz, Mackenzie Scoop, Amy Trouse, Sydney Meyer, and Kyla Tim for Blue Hill. They send out Jordan Atwater, Caitlin Kumpke, Emily Harrifeld, Alyssa Overy, and Sarah Albers. With 10 start of the game, start the second quarter. Silver Lake basketball down by 7, and they have it tomorrow. Again, Blue Hill will stay in the 1-3-1 zone defense there. Inside, shot put up by Trouse is going to be no good. The rebound out of there by Atwater. Jordan Atwater drives it into the front court to Kumpke. Lobs a pass underneath Overy. She will shoot and score. Nice play there. Nice fast break by the Bobcats there. They've upped their lead to their largest at 9 at 15-6. The passing there. Overy with the field goal. Kumpke with the assist. There's a pass into the front court for Jacobitz. Jacobitz for Silver Lake. It's bumped by Overy. No whistle there. Gives it up to Scupa. Shot from the wing is going to be off there. No good. Grabbing it on the baseline. Coming out of there with it. It's Harrifeld. Harrifeld runs it into the front court to Atwater for Blue Hill. She will drive. Now dribbles it back out to the top of the key. Jordan with the basketball right side to Caitlin Kumpke. 15-6, Blue Hill, 1 minute gone in period number two. Atwater gets a screen, but no shot. Harrifeld, Emily with it. To Kumpke, she gets the screen, goes around, and takes a 13-footer. Off there, no good. Battle for it on the baseline. Run down by Kyla Tim in the near corner for the Mustangs. To Scupa, back to Tim. She will slow it up and move it into the offensive zone. Scupa on the left wing. Mackenzie with it to Tim. Right side to Sydney Meyer. Meyer, the sophomore, young Silver Lake ball club. Right up, Tim's a freshman, takes the three from there. Off the front of the rim and no good. Tipped around on a whistle as Blue Hill grabs the basketball. Foul going to be called on the Bobcats. That rebounding foul on Caitlin Kumpke. That's her second. Non-shooting situation. Mackenzie Scupa to inbound for Silver Lake underneath her own basket. 15-6, Blue Hill. Lobbed out to Meyer. Her shot up off, no good. Rebounded by Atwater for Blue Hill. Runs from left to right. Of course, to Kumpke to the baseline. Puts up a runner from Steven. Rolls off, no good. Scupa with the rebound for Silver Lake. And Silver Lake, a scoop of 6'1". Jacobitz, 6 foot. And Trouse, 5'10", so they're tall across the front. But the Mustangs not been able to score points this year, averaging about 27 a contest. Trailer here 15-6, with 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. Silver Lake with the basketball. It's Amy Trouse, right wing, to Meyer. Meyer to Tim, to Sydney Meyer. Takes the three from the top of the key. No good. Grab by Kumpke on the rebound. No one to offensive rebound there for Silver Lake. On court, Caitlin with it to Jordan Atwater. And against this zone defense of Silver Lake, Blue Hill will slow it up. Jordan Atwater. Right of the free throw line, gives it up to Caitlin Kumpke. She gets the screen. 14-footer up, going to be in the hole, in and out. No good, but she's fouled on the play and shooting two. Going to be Caitlin Kumpke. Foul call there on Megan Jacobitz of Silver Lake. That's her first, but this is a two-shot situation. Caitlin Kumpke. Caitlin leads this team in scoring at 12 a game, 2.8 rebounds. She has two tonight. First free throw, nothing but net. She has three, and the Bobcats have 16. Back in the game for Silver Lake. You need Klambeck, or excuse me, Aaron Klambeck, the 5'8 senior. And looks like Jenna Thayer checks in for the first time. 5'3 sophomore. Second free throw, no good by Kumpke. Rebounded by Mackenzie Scupa of Silver Lake. 16-6. Blue Hill lead, their largest of this evening. Boys game to follow here on The Breeze tonight. Stay tuned for that one also. 10-point lead for Blue Hill. There's a Scupa shot in and out from about 14. Rebounded out of there for Macy Coffey, the freshman back in there. Blue Hill gets that rebound, gives it up to Atwater. Right side to Kumpke. Caitlin with it now to Atwater. her 18-footers up and drops nothing but net. Two-pointer there by Jordan Atwater. She has eight and a quick timeout. Keith Crow and Silver Lake. So we'll take one largest lead of the evening for Blue Hill. We'll take a timeout. 4:59 to go, second quarter. Blue Hill 18, Silver Lake 6, back in 30 seconds.
Layden Sand and Gravel sends its support to all the Silver Lake athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck and good sportsmanship in all your competition. Layden Sand and Gravel is the place for all your excavating needs, including landscaping rock, road and concrete gravel, fill sand, and masonry sand. With four pit locations in south central Nebraska, call Layden Sand and Gravel at 402-756-1261 or 462-0209. Layden Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of Silver Lake academics and athletics.
The Blue Hill Bobcats on an 11-point run spanning the end of the first quarter, the beginning of the second quarter. We play 3 minutes of the second quarter. They have an 18-6 lead over Silver Lake and pressure in the backcourt by the Blue Hill defense and down at the Scupa for Silver Lake. Scupa now to Tim in the backcourt. Back to McKenzie. Scupa back to Kyla Tim. Kyla gets it in the front court. It's going to be tipped and stolen out of there by Coffey. She will drive for Blue Hill. Tries to get the pass to a teammate on the near side, Atwater, and it's wide of her and out of bounds, and the Bobcats turn it over. Jordan hit the deck there also, but couldn't get to that pass. Turnover, Blue Hill basketball, Silver Lake in the backcourt, down by a dozen, 18-6. Scupa McKenzie, the sophomore in the backcourt, will be double-teamed at the timeline, gets it across the timeline, tipped away from her, and off the Bobcat. It will be Silver Lake basketball, far side at center court. Now the ball is going to be Aaron Plambeck, the senior, or Silver Lake. Inbounds the ball to Kyla Tim. Right side to Jenna Thayer. Cross-court pass is picked off. The steal there by Emily Harifeld. Into the front court is Emily. Lost control of the lane. It's picked up. Is out by Sarah Albert. Her shot up, no good. Baseline rebound and shot by Jordan Atwater. No good, but Jordan's fouled in the play, and she'll go to the line and shoot two on Blue Hill. Amy Trouch picks up the foul. To the free throw line for two will be Jordan Atwater. Well, Blue Hill, Jordan has eight in the game. Free throw up and in and out of there. No good. Wouldn't stay down. Went back into the game. Amy Trouch, Sydney Meyer for Silver Lake. And checking in, April Thaman, the sophomore for Blue Hill. Second free throw for Jordan Atwater is going to be up and off there. No good. To the far corner, and it's off a Bobcat and out of bounds. And it'll be Silver Lake basketball. Two misses there by Atwater. The score stays at 18-6, Blue Hill. Again, the full-court, backcourt pressure by the Bobcats. There's a pass stolen by Coffey in the lane as Atwater turns, gives it up, and a shot put up there. Going to be in and out. No good by April Thaman. Grabbed on the baseline by the Bobcats, though, an offensive rebound for Blue Hill, and a whistle away from the basketball. And the official wanted to check with Aaron Plambeck. She apparently got face area there, but she's okay, and Blue Hill plays it in out of bounds, leading by 12, 18-6. Atwater around the screen, shot up no good, the rebound by Scupa, and she's fouled on the play by Blue Hill's Macy Coffey. So a rebounding foul there on Macy Coffey, non-shooting situation, and Silver Lake to inbound. The game for Blue Hill, Kelsey Carr, the 5'7 sophomore for the Bobcats. Silver Lake basketball in the backcourt, Scupa's pass is going to be knocked away at the timeline. It'll stay with Mustangs. Coffey knocks that one out of bounds. Amy Trouch to inbound for Silver Lake right in front of us here. We're on the stage at Blue Hill. Fans across the way. Scores table right here at center court. 18-6 Blue Hill. Kyla Tim into the offensive zone for the Mustangs. Now we'll bring it back out between the rings, still with the dribble. Now gives up that dribble. Passes on the wing to Sydney Meyer, to Tim. Right side pass to Plambeck to the baseline. Double team there. The shot is tipped away, goes out of bounds off a Blue Hill hand, off of Kelsey Carr, and it'll be Silver Lake basketball. And the Bobcats on an 11-point run, 3.5 minutes to go before halftime. Inbound it all alone. There is Tim. Her line drive shot is going to be no good. Rebound shot up, going to be short, no good there by Amy Trouch. And the Bobcats, Coffey comes out of there with it. 3-on-2 to our right here. Atwater in the lane, dumps it off. The shot put up is going to be no good by Harifeld. Battle for it. Three go to the floor and a jump ball called. Two Mustangs on the floor, one Bobcat. Jump ball called. Alternate possession. It will stay right here to our right. Blue Hill Bobcats to inbound. April Thaman inbounds the basketball to Jordan Atwater. Again, it's a 12-point Blue Hill lead. Atwater at the top of the key gets the screen. Doesn't take the shot this time. Passes to Harrafeld. Emily with it. She takes a 16-footer off there. No good. It bounces out of bounds off that rim, and it'll be Silver Lake basketball. Megan Jacobitz in for Silver Lake. Alyssa Overy back in the game for Blue Hill. Silver Lake has faced this full court pressure after a made shot or a ball going out of bounds underneath their own basket. So Blue Hill's been pressuring all evening long. Scoopa's pass is tipped. Chop it up by Thaman's going to be up and good. April Thaman with the field goal. There's a turnover due to the Bobcats, and they now lead it by the score of 20-6. 13-point run for Blue Hill. There's another pass picked off by Overy. Another turnover, Silver Lake. Overy in the lane. 8-footer up, no good. Rebound by McKenzie Scoopa. Scoopa, again, had 2 fouls in the first quarter, but stayed out of foul trouble in the second quarter. It gives the basketball up to Kyla Tim. Right side to Sydney Meyer, to Tim. Left wing to Scoopa. Top of the key to Tim, left wing to McKenzie Scoopa. 2:20 to go before halftime, 20-6 favor of Blue Hill. Tim, top of the key for three in the hole. Nothing but net there, Kyla Tim for three. Her first bucket of the game. 20-9 now. That breaks the 13-point run for the Bobcats. 20-9 in favor of Blue Hill. Front court. It's Coffey. Atwater takes the shot left at the free throw line. It's good. That's 10 for Jordan Atwater. 5 field goals. 22-9 in favor of Blue Hill. Got it in the backcourt to Scoopa. We're down to 1:45 to go in the second quarter. 22-9 Blue Hill. Scoopa double team still in the backcourt and a whistle and a quick timeout call by Keith Crow of Silver Lake to avoid that turnover on the 10-second call. So we'll take a timeout with 1:41 to go before halftime. It's Blue Hill 22, Silver Lake 9. We're back in 30 seconds.
Comes Spilnick back into the ball game now for head coach Tara Arnold.
Your energy bills. Come into Square Deal Lumber and Hardware and take a look at Anderson Windows. Their high-performance, low-E glass, wood construction, and tight seal help give your home the weather resistance and insulating properties it needs to lower your bills in heat, cold, rain, or shine. Stop into Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, West Jackson Street, Holstein, and see how beautiful saving energy can be. With Anderson Windows, long live the home.
Yeah, welcome back to Blue Hill High School. 22-9, Blue Hill leading Silver Lake here this evening. The Bobcats have been on a 13-point run and this late in the first quarter into the second quarter before that 3-point field goal by Kyla Tim broke that streak, but it's still 22-9, and we're late here in the first half, 1:41 to go. Silver Lake basketball here at the timeline right in front of us at Blue Hill High School. High school basketball tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5 in Hastings, Nebraska, and on KLIQFM.com. Basketball is Tim now to Scoopa. Kenzie with it. Top of the key to Meyer. To Tim now to Sydney Meyer. Right side to Jacobit. Bounce pass to Kyla Tim, the freshman, to Scoopa, who's a sophomore, to the baseline. Double team there. Turns, shoots from seven, going to be short. No good. Alyssa Overy comes out of it with the rebound, and she wants to run. Bobcats run from left to right. Overy. Bounce pass to the baseline. And there's Lexi Himmelberg, who's checked in. Himmelberg got April Thaman. Right side to Macy Coffey, the freshman. 1 minute to go. Bobcats control the basketball. Top of the key, it's Thaman. Bounce pass right side to Coffey. It's up the shot from about 20 feet is no good, and they go to the floor due a couple of players. Jacobitz goes down with Kelsey Goff. Jump ball call that time, and it'll be ultimate possession to Silver Lake. Caitlin Kumpke back in the game for Blue Hill. Silver Lake basketball, they come the length of the floor, trailing 22-9 with 50 seconds to go in the first half. In the backcourt is Jacobit. Still with it to Tim. Silver Lake having problems with this pressure. Silver Lake to Scoopa. Scoopa lost control, tipped away and stolen by Himmelberg. Himmelberg. Pass underneath Overy, and she shoots and scores. Alyssa Overy now with 5. 24-9 in favor of Blue Hill. They've upped their lead to their largest of 15 with 24 seconds to go. It's Scoopa in the backcourt. To Kyla Tim and a whistle, and there's going to be a foul called on the Bobcats. It's called on Lexi Himmelberg. A little too tight on the defense there by the Bobcats. 15 foul on Blue Hill. No shooting situation here for the Mustangs. Each team with 5 team fouls. Scoopa inbounds in the backcourt to Kyla Tim. Tim to Scoopa. Front court now to Meyer. Tipped away from her. Overy with the steal. Alyssa Overy will run from left to right. In the front court to Kumpke. She will drive, shoot, and score. Caitlin Kumpke now with 5. It's 6-9 in favor of Silver Lake, and that will be the end of the first half as the Mustangs do not pull the basketball in after the made field goal, and that's the end of the first half with the score. It is Blue Hill 26, Silver Lake 9. We'll talk about this first half in 90 seconds.
After the first quarter in...
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been caring for your children for almost 5 years, helping them learn and grow. Your 4 and 5-year-olds will enjoy a nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Stop in today for a tour. New Beginnings Preschool, 533 West Gage in Blue Hill.
At CPI Mr. Tire, their tires are priced to roll. Save some serious cash, because when you buy 3, you'll get the 4th tire free. Like the Cooper CS4 225/60R16. Buy 3, get the 4th free. And as always, count on CPI Mr. Tire for free mounting, balancing, and road hazard warranty. Hurry in to your local CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
Tim Service in Bladen wishes the Silver Lake athletes and teams good luck and good sportsmanship. Tim's Service is your store in Bladen. Food, snacks, drinks, and much more. Also at Tim's Service, gas pumps, diesel, auto and truck repair, hydraulic hoses, irrigation motor sales and service, and 24-hour wrecker service. Tim's Service is ASC certified and is a Napa Auto Care Center. Serving the area since 1978, Tim's Service LLC in Bladen.
Welcome back to Blue Hill High School with the score here at halftime of our girls game, our first of two here tonight. Blue Hill and Silver Lake. The Lady Bobcats lead the Lady Mustangs. It's Blue Hill 26, Silver Lake 9. Big part of that first half was a 13-point run ending the first quarter, beginning the second for Blue Hill. A fairly close first quarter of play. Blue Hill jumping out to a 6-2 lead. The Lady Bobcats have never trailed. We were tied at 2. Blue Hill has not trailed. It was 6-2, then 6-5, and 7-6 before Blue Hill went on the run. Leading 7-6, Blue Hill led 13-6 after one quarter, ending the first quarter with 6 points in a row, and then scoring the first 7 of the second quarter to up their lead to 20-6 before the only points of the quarter for Silver Lake. A Kyla Tim, a 3-point field goal, made it 20-9. Blue Hill gets the last 6 points of the first half and goes up by 17, 26-9 here at the halfway mark. The press of Blue Hill and is bothering Silver Lake. They've committed to the turnovers and not been able to get that basketball in the front court to try to score on a number of occasions, and scored only 9 points, had only 3 in the first half. But we're within 1 point at 7-6 before the run by Blue Hill, the 13-point run, has given the Blue Hill a pretty good cushion here at halftime. 17 points, 26-9 here at halftime of this girls' game. Now, remember, the Silver Lake Ball Club finished third state tournament last year in Lincoln in Class D1, lost only one ball game of the Blue Hill Lady Bobcats last year. They also made the state tournament in Class C2, almost pulled off that big upset in the first round, just about upsetting Elmwood Murdoch. In fact, a shot at the buzzer that did go down for Blue Hill that would have won the ball game was ruled after the buzzer, and Blue Hill could not advance to the semifinals. But both these teams at the state tournament last year, and Blue Hill off to a 4-4 start this year, and Silver Lake at 1-7, and the Bobcats lead it by the score of 26-9 here at the halftime over the Silver Lake Mustangs. For Blue Hill, Jordan Atwater had 6 points in the first quarter, 4 more in the second, and she has 10 to lead the way for the Lady Bobcats. 5 points for Alyssa Overy, 5 points for Caitlin Kumpke, 4 points for Macy Coffey coming off the bench. The freshman has 4 for Blue Hill, and April Thaman off the bench to score 2. So 10 for Atwater, 5 for Overy, 5 for Kumpke, 4 for Coffey, and 2 for April Thaman. 13 points in each quarter for Blue Hill. They have 26 here at halftime. They're 2 out of 8 from the free throw line, and Jordan Atwater with 10 lead the way for the Lady Bobcats of Blue Hill. Tim Streff's ball club trying to get over that 500 mark and win their second ball game in a row. They're coming off the consolation third-place victory at the Sandy Creek Holiday Tournament on December 30th, beating Cozad 42-33. They're looking for their second in a row and fifth on the season and lead it 26-9 here at halftime. Four players have scored for Silver Lake. 3 points for Kyla Tim, 3 points for Sydney Meyer, two for Mackenzie Scupa, and one for Amy Trausch. Again, only 3 points in the second quarter on the Kyla Tim three-pointer for Silver Lake. Three for Tim, three for Meyer, two for Mackenzie Scupa, and one for Amy Trausch. And the Mustangs, one out of four here in the first half of play. Our halftime is always on the breeze. Brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. At Allen's in Hastings, our halftime sponsor here on the breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5 in Hastings and KLIQFM.com. So it's 26-9 here at halftime, Blue Hill leading Silver Lake. We'll have more halftime activity for you after this timeout.
Trust all your auto body shop work to R-Piece Body Shop in Blue Hill. R-Piece does the job right the first time, and they feature the new EnviroBase high-performance waterborne paint. And if it's auto glass, you need R-Piece as the place to see. R-Piece Body Shop is located a half mile east of Blue Hill. Call 756-2957. That's 756-2957. Quality is their first concern, so trust your auto body work to R-Piece Body Shop. Rock and Tracy proudly support the Blue Hill Bobcats and wish them best of luck.
Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60 inch posters. 1115 West 2nd Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell wishes the Silver Lake and all the area athletes good luck. Scoop Agency Incorporated serves you with farm, auto, home, and crop insurance. They'll help you with the best prices and the best protection possible. Call the Scoop Agency at 402-756-8661, and it's a good idea to meet with your agent annually to make sure you're fully covered. Scoop Agency Incorporated, security is their business, service is their watchword. Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell, Nebraska.
Welcome back to Blue Hill High School. Blaine Bulis with you. High school basketball here tonight on the breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5 in Hastings, Nebraska, and on KLIQFM.com. Your halftime is always on the breeze, brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. That's Allen's of Hastings. We'd like to also thank all of our wonderful folks in Blue Hill and the Roseland, Bladen, Campbell area. Their sponsorship being on this game, supporting young ladies and gentlemen who play basketball and all these athletics. They have some great folks in and around these areas, and we appreciate them being on these ball games with us, including Tim's Service in Bladen, Bladen Sand and Gravel, the Krull Agency, Scupa Agency, Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, Glenwood Telephone, RP's Body Shop, South Central State Bank, Framers Food Center here in Blue Hill, Ron's Pharmacy in Blue Hill, Century Lumber Center, New Beginnings Preschool here in Blue Hill, and CPI Mr. Dyer with locations all over South Central Nebraska. Thank you to all of our sponsors. It's 26-9. Blue Hill leads Silver Lake here at halftime for our girls' game. The boys' game to follow here tonight. Blue Hill with on the strength of a 13-point run spanning the end of the first quarter and the beginning of the second, pulled away from a 7-6 lead, up that lead to 20-6. And it's now up to 17 points, at 26-9 here at halftime. For high school basketball for our local teams tonight on our sister station, 1230 KHAS Radio. Adams Central hosting Loup City in a girls-boys doubleheader. Mike Will over at Adams Central tonight after the first quarter of the girls' game. Adams Central 12 and Loup City 6 tonight. And also the Hastings High girls are on the road tonight at Ralston. We'll try to keep you updated on those scores throughout the evening, our evening here at Blue Hill High School. Blue Hill 26, Silver Lake 9. After first two quarters, we're going to start period number 3 with Blue Hill. Be going from right to left. They're the home team, of course, and they're home whites with the blue numerals, blue trim. Silver Lake in their maroon, traveling maroon with the white numerals and the trim. Coming out for Blue Hill is going to be Sarah Albert, Albert, the senior. Jordan Atwater, the junior. Alyssa Overy, a senior. Caitlin Kumke, a junior. And Emily Herrefeld, a senior. Coming out for Silver Lake, Mackenzie Scupa, the sophomore. Kyla Tim is a freshman. She will start. Amy Trausch is a junior. Megan Jacobitz on the floor. She is a senior. And Sydney Meyer, a sophomore. So only one senior starts for Silver Lake. That's Megan Jacobitz. And for Blue Hill, Alyssa Overy is a senior. Sarah Albert, Emily Herrefeld, three seniors start for Blue Hill. It will be Silver Lake basketball to start this second half. It's Blue Hill 26, Silver Lake 9. Silver Lake going from left to right. They'll get it on the far side of the floor at center court, shooting the basket to the right here. The third quarter underway. Tim with the basketball to Meyer, to Jacobitz, to Tim, right side to Scupa, inside to Jacobitz. Turn, shoot, shot is going to be no good. Rebounded by Overy. Let's Overy again. We'll lead that break. Front court pass. The Kumke, she will stop and pop from 15 off the side of the rim and backboard, no good. Rebound out of there by Kyla Tim. Tim in the backcourt gives it up to Mackenzie Scupa. Back to Tim, and Silver Lake controls into the scoring zone. Just underway, third period of play. Blue Hill 26, Silver Lake 9. Inside to Scupa, turn, shoots from 5. In and out, no good. Albert tries to pull it down. She's tied up by Jacobitz. Alternate possession on the jump ball. It will be Blue Hill basketball. Keith Groves ball club struggling out of the gate at 1-7 here, but he still expects his ball club play hard. Play hard. You lose your top eight players, it's gonna be tough the next season. Seven of their top eight. Mackenzie Scupa, again, the only player on the floor that played much last year's state qualifying team. The other seven are gone. Shot put up on the run, no good by Atwater, rebounded by Megan Jacobitz for Silver Lake. Silver Lake and first two times down the floor, trying to pound that ball inside. They worked the perimeter in the first half. Couldn't get it inside to Scooper, who's now inside. She was on the wing in the first half. Now she's in the middle. There's a pass inside to Trouse from Jacob to Jacobitz. Jacobitz shot up is no good. That pass there from Scooper. Al Caldo and Alyssa Overy to the free throw line to shoot two. It's going to be Silver Lake, Megan, and Jacobitz. Megan has not scored. She averages 1.8 a game and 4.7 rebounds. She's a 6-foot senior. Shoots two here. First one is up and off. No good. The Mustangs are 1 out of 5 from the line. You know, had only 3 points in the second quarter after 6 in the first. Second free throw by Megan is in the air, and it is going to be off. No good. Rebounded out of there by Jordan Atwater. Atwater runs it into the front court to Kumke. Caitlin inside the lane, gives it up to Atwater. She'll put up the shot from 7, going to roll off, no good. The rebound there by Amy Trouse for Silver Lake, gives it up in the backcourt to Kyla Tim. So no scoring yet in the third quarter. We played a minute and a half, 6:30 to go in the third. Sydney Meyer with it, right side to Trouse, to Meyer, right side to Scupa on the wing, in the lane to Jacobitz, back out to Sydney Meyer, to Tim, to Meyer. Again, it's the zone defense for Blue Hill. 2-3 zone. Chop it up by Myers. Going to be partially deflected and grabbed there by Sarah Albert for Blue Hill. Albert gives it up to Atwater in the back court. Jordan quickly into the scoring zone and a timeout called by Tim Streff of Blue Hill Bobcats. So we'll take one with 6:04 to go in the third quarter. No scoring yet this quarter. It's Blue Hill 26, Silver Lake 9, back in 30 seconds.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood Telecommunications in Blue Hill has provided state-of-the-art telecommunication products and services for 50 years. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet. Visit us at shopglenwood.net.
Welcome back to Blue Hill. Blue Hill basketball, the inbound with 6 minutes to go in the third, leading Silver Lake here 26-9. With the basketball is Atwater. Atwater to Overy, top of the key. Silver Lake has gone into a man-to-man defense this third quarter. Underneath to Albert, shot put up. She traveled before that shot. Traveling call and Sarah Albert. Turnover on the Bobcats goes to Mustang. Silver Lake now will face this backcourt pressure once again by the Bobcats in the backcourt. Tim to Scupa. McKenzie double team there now to Kyla Tim. To Scupa. Scupa still in the backcourt. Front court pass now to Meyer. Sydney with it. through the top of the key, now to Tim, and the Bobcats fall back in their zone defense here. Now pass inside to Scupa, turns to her left and then to her right, lost control, it goes out of bounds, but it's off, well, it's over, it'll stay with the Mustang. Each team pitching a shutout in this third quarter, 5:26 to go, no scoring, but Blue Hill with the big lead of 17. Scupa inbounds the basketball to Meyer from the wing. Shot up and good this time for two. Meyer with the first field goal of period number three, 26-11 in favor of Blue Hill. That was a two-pointer for the fifth point for Meyer. And court, it's Kumke. Kumke against his man-to-man defense of Silver Lake. Top of the key, shot put up is going to be no good by Harrisfeld. Battle for it on the baseline. Albert goes to the floor. Jacobitz goes to the floor, but it goes to the Bobcats. They control the basketball. Caitlin Kumke, left wing. Caitlin with a bounce pass inside over. Turn, shoots from seven. Rolls off, no good. Grabbed on the baseline by Scupa for Silver Lake to Kyla Tim. Silver Lake playing better defense this second half. Working the offense, so. But they're still down by 15. The Bobcats haven't scored this quarter, but they played very well in the first half to get the big lead at halftime. Cooper with it now to Tim, to Sidney Meyer. Lob inside to Scupa, turn, shoots from seven in the hole. Mackenzie Scupa with her 4 points, second field goal, the leading scorer for the Mustangs at 13 points a game. He has only 4 tonight, 13. Albert, Sarah Albert, top of the key, right side to Adler. She drives to the baseline, dribbles it back out to the arc, top of the key to Kumke, left wing to Sarah Albert. Over for the Bobcats. Bounce pass to Overy and into the lane. That's a drive shot going to be deflected and a whistle and a foul going to be called on Mackenzie Scupa. Number three on Scupa. At two, first quarter of play. Didn't foul the rest of the half. Picks up her third and Alyssa Overy to the line to shoot two for Blue Hill. First one up and good. So Silver Lake got the first four of the third quarter. And Overy makes the free throw there for Blue Hill. 27-13. Aaron Plan back in, and Megan Jacobitz out for Silver Lake. Second free throw by Overy is no good. Scupa grabs the basketball. In the game for Blue Hill, the freshman 5'9", Macy Coffey, into the game. Blue Hill drops back into their zone, leading 27-13 with 3:44 to go in period number three. On the right wing, it's Krause, top of the key. Chop it up is going to be no good by Kyla Tim. Long rebound goes out of bounds on the far sideline. It'll be Blue Hill basketball. Bobcats will inbound far sideline. They'll play it in, leading 27-13, third quarter. We've been tied at two. Blue Hill has never trailed. Bobcats have it in the front court. Lob underneath is going to be too strong. Off the hand and out of bounds of Kelsey Carr, the 5'7 sophomore. Kelsey could not grab that one. It was a little high on the top and out of bounds. Blue Hill turnover, Silver Lake basketball. Inbound basketball. Blue Hill with the full court pressure against the Mustangs. Kyla Tim in the backcourt to Scupa. McKenzie with it. Pass to Meyer. Meyer in the front court now to Scupa. Kenzie spins in the lane, turns, shoots from seven. Off there, no good. Tipped around on the baseline and stayed by Atwater, and she saves the basketball for Blue Hill to Kelsey Carr. Carr now to Jordan Atwater. Atwater with 10 leads the way for Blue Hill. They're up by 14. 3:05 to go, period number three. Macy Coffey with the top of the key now to Kelsey Carr. Right side, as Atwater takes the shot. She was left alone there. Off, no good. A fight for it in the lane and a jump ball call. Tim there, tied up by Caitlin Kumke, all in the possession. It will stay, will go to Silver Lake. Into the basketball game for Silver Lake will be Megan Jacobitz, who started this game for Silver Lake. And Jenna Thayer, the 5'3 sophomore, her first appearance of the second half, in there for Silver Lake. Kyla Tim to inbound for the Mustang. Does to plan back to Tim. Lobs a pass into the front court to Megan Jacobitz. Jacobitz for Silver Lake, double team. Bounce pass is tipped and stolen. Overy at Blue Hill will run 2-on-1. Overy will drive all the way. Shot put up no good, but she's hit on the wrist. And she shoots on the drive there, and Alyssa Overy will go to the line to shoot two. Foul whistled on. Kyla Tim for Silver Lake. Her first. Two free throws for Alyssa Overy. Rolls it down and good. Six for Alyssa. She averages only 3.8, but she has 6 tonight. 28-13, Blue Hill. Second free throw, nothing but net this time. Three free throws, 8 points in the game. Three free throws in this quarter for Overy, 29-13. 16-point lead. Backcourt is Kyla Tim, a Tim, a freshman, 5'4" freshman. Facing this pressure all evening long. Tim, front court pass now to Aaron Klambeck for Silver Lake. Klambeck to the right wing, gives up a dribble, top of the key pass to Tim. 29-13 Blue Hill, 2:20 to go, clock running third quarter. Thayer now with the Trouse. There's a pass tipped and stolen. Kumpke will drive, shoot, and score off the steal and score. Caitlin Kumpke has 7, 31-13. Blue Hill's biggest lead at 18, 31-13 in the third quarter. Pass for Klambeck is wide of the mark. Silver Lake turns it over once again. Lexi Himmelberg in the game for Blue Hill. April Feynman in the game for Blue Hill. Mackenzie Scupa had a brief rest back in for Silver Lake. And Jenna Thayer goes out. Blue Hill basketball, far side over inbounds for the Bobcats to Himmelberg. Left wing to Coffey, top of the key to Himmelberg, right side to Feynman. Coffey will take the shot from 17 with the left hand and scores. Macy Coffey with 6, 33-13. 20-point lead, and there's a pass way too strong for Megan Jacobitz over her head and out of bounds by the turnover for the Bobcats, and for the Mustangs, and a timeout for Keith Crow and Silver Lake. So there's timeout on the floor with 1:40 to go in period number 3. It is Blue Hill 33, Silver Lake 13. We're back in 30 seconds.
Do you ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? It's pretty scary. But what about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that 1 in 7 drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Call an Allstate agent today for a free Good Hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Get your free Good Hands coverage checkup. Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Roseland today. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Lady Bobcats at Blue Hill have increased their lead. Their largest of the evening as they just kind of gradually pull away in this game. And they're up by 20 right now, 33-13, 1:40 to go in the third quarter. 10 points for Jordan Atwater to lead the way for the Bobcats. 8 for Alyssa Overy, 7 for Caitlin Kumpke. The Mustangs have 3 points from Kyla Tim, 3-5 for Sidney Meyer. Meyer leads the way with 5, 4 for Mackenzie Scupa. Blue Hill basketball front court, Lexi Himmelberg. Himmelberg to Cheyenne Lovett, a 5'5 junior, her first appearance into the game. Kelsey Carr back to Lovett, to Himmelberg. Right side to April Feynman. As the starters all out of the game right now for Blue Hill. Shot put up is going to be in and out of there. No good by Lexi Himmelberg. Rebounded out of there by Aaron Klambeck for Silver Lake. Gives it up in the backcourt. To Kyla Tim. The 2-3 zone. And again, the second unit on the floor for Blue Hill. All the starters out of this game right now. With 1 minute to go in the third quarter, it's 33-13. Super with it. To Klambeck back to Mackenzie Scupa inside to Jacobitz, and she's hit inside on the play, fouled on the play. Foul going to be called on Kelsey Carr of Blue Hill. Non-shooting situation. 2 team fouls on each team this third quarter. Mounting the ball as Trouse does to Scupa on the inbounds pass. Shot up off, no good. Battle for it in the lane, and a jump ball called. That's Trouse there for Silver Lake. And Himmelberg for Blue Hill. This alternate possession on the jump ball call that goes to Blue Hill. Bobcats up by 20. Final 45 seconds of the third quarter. Into the front court, it's Feynman. April Feynman, top of the key to Coffey. Left wing to Himmelberg. Lexi with it. Pass inside. Shot put up by Carr's good underneath, but they say traveling first. Kelsey Carr with the up and under shot there. It rolled down, but she traveled first in the turnover on the Bobcats. In the game, Sidney Meyer. 36 seconds to go. 36 seconds to go in favor of the Bobcats. They're up by 20 here, so Scupa into the scoring zone. Front court to Sidney Meyer on the wing. The Trouse pass inside, deflected out of there by Blue Hill. But the basketball is Cheyenne Lovett. And she is called for traveling. Traveling call, and it will go to Silver Lake. So Lovett had to travel, trying to get away from that pressure. Silver Lake inbounds the basketball and mounted to Meyer. Sidney Meyer with it. to Klambeck at the top of the key between the rings. 14 seconds to go in the third quarter, 20-point Blue Hill lead. Silver Lake with the basketball. Klambeck will take a 16-footer, going to be an air ball, no good, goes out of bounds with 7 seconds to go, and it will be Blue Hill will come the length of the floor, 7 seconds to go. We into the front court. The basketball, Spayman inside, shot put up by Carr, is going to be off there, no good, and that'll be the end of period number three. So we played three here at Blue Hill High School, girls high school basketball here tonight. Home team, the Blue Hill Bobcats, lead the visitors from Silver Lake. It's Blue Hill 33, Silver Lake 13. Fourth quarter coming your way in 30 seconds.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Welcome back to high school basketball here tonight on KLIQ FM 94.5 The Breeze in Hastings, Nebraska. Lane Bulis with you. Our high school basketball coverage will include the boys' game to follow here tonight on The Breeze. We'll follow our area and local teams all season long on our family stations at Flat River Radio. Blue Hill has been in control all the way. We were tied early at 2. Blue Hill has never trailed. They out to score the Mustangs 7-4 in the third quarter. And lead it here by 20, 33-13. After three, Blue Hill will inbound, and they've got their starters back in. It looks over it. Jordan Atwater, give them a little more playing time here. Emily Herrefeld, Sarah Albert, and Jordan Atwater. Atwater with the basketball. She will drive around the screen, shoot and score, and she's fouled in the play. Jordan Atwater now with 12. She goes to the line to shoot two, 35-13. Atwater to shoot two. One, she has 12 points in the game. The foul called there on Sydney Meyer. That's her first. Atwater to try to complete the three-point play. It's up and good. 13 for Jordan. 36 for Blue Hill. They need 36-13. Silver Lake has McKenzie Scoop inbounding in the backcourt to Kyla Tim. Back to Scoop up. Megan Jacobitz, Amy Trouse, Sydney Meyer on the floor. Silver Lake. Again, they face the pressure of Blue Hill. Blue Hill trying to work on this thing. There's the ball tipped, stolen by Kaitlin Kumpke. Kumpke will drive for Blue Hill, shoot, and miss the shot. It's battle far to the baseline. Tim battling with Herrefeld, and it'll be jump ball call, and it will be Silver Lake basketball. Again, Blue Hill, their starters back in there. They have to give them some work here. They missed the latter part of the third quarter, and they're working on things here in this game. There's a pass to Trouse, to Tim, to Scupa, front court to Meyer. She's tied up on the play by Alyssa Overy. Another jump ball called, and this will be basketball to the Bobcats of Blue Hill. Every time we get the jump ball, you don't jump the ball. Alternate possession. This time it goes to Blue Hill. Early in the fourth, Blue Hill in control, 36-13. Jordan Atwater, front court on the wing to Herrefeld. Top of the key to Sarah Albert for the Bobcats. Bounce pass to Albert, and she travels as she took off for the bucket. Jordan Atwater with the travel. Aaron Klambeck, the senior in for Silver Lake. Coming out is Amy Trouse. And the Mustangs, again, having problems scoring. Again, around 27 a game. They just have not been able to score the basketball this year. Have only 13 with 1 minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Silver Lake basketball, Klambeck to Tim. Her pass is knocked away by Kumpke, and getting it in the backcourt will be Kyla Tim, the freshman for Silver Lake. To Meyer, right side to Jacobitz, bounce pass to Kyla Tim. To Sydney Meyer, left wing to Klambeck. She saves it from going out of bounds, stays inbounds, and gives it up to Tim. Tim to Meyer. To Jacobitz, to Tim. The Scupa to the baseline, puts up the 8-footer off the rim. No good, run down by Atwater. 2-on-2 to our left. Jordan Atwater will drive into the lane. Stop, shoot, and score off the glass. Jordan Atwater has 5 this quarter, 15 in the game. Keith Crow of Silver Lake once and gets another timeout with 6:18 to play. Blue Hill, 38. Silver Lake, 13. We're back in 30 seconds.
Been thinking about replacing your worn-out windows? Consider made-to-order Marvin Wood Windows. The Easy Tilt Pack is an easy-to-install solution. Tilt Pack windows are made of energy-efficient ponderosa pine. They're less expensive than replacing the whole window. See Tilt Pack at Century Lumber Center in Blue Hill. Call 756-3341.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood Telecommunications in Blue Hill has provided state-of-the-art telecommunication products and services for 50 years. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet. Visit us at shopglenwood.net.
Blue Hill with the lead 38-13 over Silver Lake in our girls' contest here tonight. And the Bobcats are well on their way, winning their second in a row here. In their fifth of the season, they are 4-4. Silver Lake is 1-7 on them this season, and Blue Hill with the big 25-point lead. They will take the press off now. The starters on the floor for probably a few more minutes for Blue Hill, and we'll get the rest of the players in the basketball game that have played quite a bit already. But Blue Hill drops off that press, and there's a lob inside the scoop, a turn, shoots, and scores, and she's fouled, and it will count. Kenzie Scupa with her third field goal. She has six. 38-15. Again, average is 13, but everybody knows that she's the go-to person for Silver Lake, and Blue Hill's played good defense on her tonight. She's been more in the post this second half, has 6 points, free throw up and good, makes the three-point play, seven for McKenzie, 38-16. That foul was on Alyssa Overy, but 38-16 now in favor of Blue Hill. Alba with it, front court to Overy, to Kumpke. Caitlin with it, will drive, put up the shot off the glass, and score. Nice drive and basket, Caitlin Kumpke. She has nine, and it's 40-16, Blue Hill. 5:44 to go. The Bobcats in control of this girls' high school game. There's a lob inside to Scupa. Goes up and gets the high pass, turns, shoots, and scores. Mackenzie Scupa with five straight points and nine on the evening. 40-18. Blue Hill, front court, it's Kumpke for the Lady Bobcats on the baseline to Overy, back out to Kumpke, to Harifeld, to Atwater, deep on the left wing, top of the key to Sarah Alper, bounce pass right side, Emily Harifeld, the senior baseline to Overy, and a whistle. Alyssa headed for the hoop, but she was fouled before the move to the basket. I'll call on Aaron Klambeck of Silver Lake. Here the game, Amy Trouts for Silver Lake into the basketball game. Kelsey Carr, the sophomore for Silver Lake. Sarah Albert goes out for the Cats. And Megan Jacobitz goes out for the Stangs. It's a lob inside. Shot put up, going to be off there. No good by Kelsey Carr. But Bobcats get the offensive rebound. Kumpke now to Atwater, right side to Harifeld. Emily with it. Out of the key to Atwater. Drives into the lane. Dishes off on the wing to Harifeld. Drives with one dribble. Shot up off, no good. Klambeck rebounds for Silver Lake. Aaron gives it up in the backcourt to Kyla Tim. 40-18, Blue Hill with the big lead here with 4:45 to play in the ballgame. Shake it this to Klambeck, 13-footer off the glass and good. Aaron Klambeck with her first bucket, and it's 40-20. Blue Hill by 20. Kumpke to Atwater, front court, Harifeld. Will drive, bounce past Overy, takes a 15-footer baseline. It's good. Lisa Overy with 10. Second, Bobcat in double figures, 42-20. Lady Bobcats with the lead. Front court, it's Scupa to Kyla Tim, top of the key. To Meyer, to Tim. Kyla right side to Scupa in the lane. Her pass is deflected, picked off by Atwater. Steal Blue Hill, turnover Silver Lake. Atwater front court to Kumpke. Drive, shot put up, will bounce off the rim and good, and she's fouled. Caitlin Kumpke now with 11. Three players in double figures for the Bobcats. Overy has 10. Atwater has 15, and Kumpke now has 11. 44-20. And the foul call there on Kyla Timmer. Second free throw up and good. 3-point play for Caitlin Kumpke. 12 for Kumpke. A balanced scoring. Three in double figures. The Bobcats, their biggest lead now at 25, 45-20, 3:50 to go. Tim front court, right wing to Scupa. To Tim. Scupa on the wing. High arc with the three, going to bounce out of there, no good. Baseline off a Bobcat, off of Overy, stays with the Mustangs. So we'll like to throw it in underneath their own basket. right of their basket. Jimmy Trouse to inbound. Does deep in the corner, shot put up by Sydney Meyer. No good. The rebound to Caitlin Kumpke for Blue Hill. Kumpke, front court pass. And driving is Lexi Himmelberg, and she is fouled in the play, a blocking foul on the Mustangs. Jimmy Trouse picks up the foul. 17 foul into the free throw line. Shoot two here anyway. It's Lexi Himmelberg. In and out and around and down, around about four times. Finally fell. Himmelberg fouled in the act. Her first point. 46-20. Blue Hill by 26. Into the game for the first time. Steph Perez, a 5'2" junior for Silver Lake. Jenna Thayer back in, the sophomore. So Perez makes her first appearance. Second free throw by Himmelberg will be off there. No good. Rebound by Scupa for Silver Lake. 3:25, we're running in the fourth quarter, 46-20. Only one time at two, Silver Lake with a 13-point run in the first half. Got them the lead, and they have not had a chance to look back. There's a rebound of a missed shot by Macy Coffey. Coffey front court to Himmelberg. Running it down is Overy. Liss is always in the first gear. She's always on the move for Blue Hill. There's a shot by Coffey. Shot going to be off their rim, no good. Long rebound goes to Macy Coffey, the freshman. Coffey now to April Feynman, who's checked into Coffey from the wing. Himmelberg shot up, off, no good. Rebounded by Klambeck of Silver Lake. Gives it up in the backcourt to McKenzie Scoop at 2:45 to go. The Blue Hill Bobcats will get their fifth win of the year to go with their four losses after this. Scoop, a high arcing three, and down it goes. That's eight this quarter, 12 in the game for McKenzie. She has half the Silver Lake points, which is par for the course for the Mustangs. Average of 27. Scoop averages 13. Timeout on the floor with the score. Blue Hill 46, Silver Lake 23. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
2.5 minutes left in this one. Blue Hill, 46. Silver Lake, 23. Blue Hill basketball, as the starters have left the contest for this evening. They are finished for Blue Hill, but they have the basketball. Kelsey Carr on the baseline put up a shot. It was blocked, got the ball back, and then was out of bounds when she got it. So it'll be Silver Lake basketball. Planbeck to inbounds to Scupa. 15 for Atwater, 12 for Kumpke, and 10 for Alyssa Overy. So three in double figures tonight. 37 of the 46 points by those three for the Bobcats. Balanced scoring, and the run in the first half, the difference in this one, and the good pressure defense. The shot put up no good on the play by Thayer. Rebounded Silver Lake. There's a pass deflected by Scupa. Kenzie Scupa on the steal. She will drive. Go all the way to the baseline. Shot put up. It goes down, but she's fouled before that shot. A Blue Hill foul. And the Mustangs to inbound. I'll call to Lexi Himmelberg. Himmelberg out there on the floor, along with Macy Coffey. Cheyenne Lovett. April Feynman on the floor. And Kelsey Carr. 157 on one scoreboard and 7 seconds on the other. So we're going to get that up to 157, get that proper. 157 left to play as we'll get the clock synchronized. 46-23, Blue Hill in the lead. Silver Lake waiting to inbound the basketball. Klambeck's on the floor. Aaron Klambeck, Jenna Thayer, McKenzie Scupa, Megan Jacobitz, and Steph Perez. Everybody just waiting. The players are lined up for this inbound pass by the Mustangs. And official Rod Hartman tells the players, relax, we're trying to get the clock fixed. Now they're both, one says 7 seconds, the other says 157. Now they're synchronized to 157. Looks like we're ready to roll. Not going to affect the outcome, but you got to have things on the straight up with the clock's running. And they are now. 157 to go. There's a pass underneath the Scoop on the inbounds play. It's knocked out of bounds by The Bobcats, it stays with the Mustangs. 46-23, Blue Hill in control in the lead. Inbounded to Scooper, shot up off, no good. Tipped around, grabbed in the lane by Kelsey Carr. Carr in the backcourt gives it up to Lexi Himmelberg, the sophomore for Blue Hill. Lexi into the scoring zone, a right wing pass to April Thaman. Thaman in the corner to Himmelberg, to Coffee. Macy's tied up on the play, and this one will go to Silver Lake. Jump ball called there. Back in the game is going to be Amy Trausch and Lauren Boyd, the 5'3 sophomore. First appearance, Lauren Boyd, the 5'3 sophomore in there for Silver Lake. So Boyd on the floor, and she will get the basketball, returns it to Steph Perez. 1:35 to go. Blue Hill with the lead, 46-23. Silver Lake with the basketball. There's a cross-court pass going to be picked off by Macy Coffee. Coffee with the steal for Blue Hill. Into the front court to April Thaman. Thaman drives, and she's fouled as she headed for the hoop. Jenna Thayer picks up the foul for Silver Lake. And the Mustangs are over that 7-foul limit, so to the free throw line is going to be April Thaman for the 1-and bonus for Silver Lake. Shot up by April. It's going to be in and out of there. No good. Would not stay down. Doesn't earn the bonus. And the ball knocked out of bounds by a Mustang on that rebounding attempt. It'll go to Blue Hill. They will inbound. April Thaman to throw it in for the Bobcats. 46-23. Thaman inbounds the ball to Himmelberg. It's deflected but goes to Macy Coffee for Blue Hill. Coffee now to Cheyenne Lovett, the junior, with it on the wing to Himmelberg. Cross-court pass to Thaman. Thaman to Lovett, top of the key, bounce pass to Himmelberg, takes a 13-footer, going to be out of there, no good. Klambeck with the rebound for Silver Lake, gives it up to Steph Perez. 1 minute to play, Blue Hill 46, Silver Lake 23. Top of the key to Perez, right side now to Lauren Boyd. There's a pass deflected by Himmelberg. She runs it down for Blue Hill, forces the turnover and gets the basketball. Nice play by Lexi Himmelberg. On the wing, there's a shot going to be put up by Cheyenne Lovett, going to be short, no good. Rebound shot up and no good by Kelsey Carr, but she's fouled in the play. So Carr with the offensive rebound and put back, and she's fouled, and she'll shoot two. 40 seconds to play. I'll call it Aaron Planbeck. That's her third at this point. No one in foul situation because this one decided in that first half as Blue Hill got a lead at halftime and has been pulling away ever since. First free throw missed by Kelsey Carr. Up to 23 now, 46-23. Second by Kelsey in the air. Is going to be off there, no good. And it whistled on Kelsey was across that free throw line on the free throw attempt. So that violation, free throw will not count. So if he misses the first, the violation on the second. Basketball to Silver Lake, front court, Steph Perez. Perez now to Jenna Thayer. Back to Perez, 30 seconds to play. To Thayer. They look inside. A tip, basketball tip stolen. Kelsey Carr. She will drive for Blue Hill. Lost control of it on the baseline. It's grabbed there by Klambeck. Aaron with it in the backcourt. Final 20 seconds of the game. Steph Perez, the junior, across the timeline for Silver Lake. 13 seconds to play. Shot put up from the wing. Going to be way short this time by Lauren Boyd on the baseline. Klambeck grabs it. 5 seconds to go. Throw it up. Mustangs. There's another shot up. This one's going to be short. No good by Boyd off the baseline. They whistle as they fight for it. It rolls out of bounds, and this ball game is over. No score in the last minute or so of this one, and it's all over. Blue Hill never trailed, and the girls from Blue Hill defeat the Silver Lake Mustangs. The final score, Blue Hill 46, Silver Lake 23. We'll talk about this one in 90 seconds.
Different windows can make a big difference in the way you feel about your home. Anderson Windows, with their high-performance, low-E insulating glass, insulate up to 41% better in the summertime than windows with standard dual-pane glass. This means comfort in heat, cold, rain, or shine. Anderson Windows can lower your energy bills, and that's bound to give you a good feeling. Stop in and see the full line of Anderson Windows at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, West Jackson Street, Holstein. Anderson Windows. Long live the home.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been caring for your children for almost 5 years, helping them learn and grow. Your 4 and 5 year olds will enjoy a nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Stop in today for a tour. New Beginnings Preschool, 533 West Gage in Blue Hill.
At CPI Mr. Tire, their tires are priced to roll. Save some serious cash, because when you buy three, you'll get the fourth tire free. Like the Cooper CS4 225-60R16. Buy three, get the fourth free. And as always, count on CPI Mr. Tire for free mounting, balancing, and road hazard warranty. Hurry in to your local CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
Welcome back to Blue Hill High School. The girls' game just concluding here in our first of two tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5 in Hastings, Nebraska, and on KLIQ-FM.com. The Blue Hill girls never trailed, defeated the Silver Lake girls tonight in our first of two, 46-23. We were tied at two. Silver Lake never led in this game. Blue Hill got out to a 6-2 lead, but the Mustangs came back, made it 6-5 and 7-6. Then when it was 7-6, the Blue Hill Bobcats started the 13-point run that paved the way for them to win this one without looking back at too often, 46-23. It was 7-6, Blue Hill. They scored the final 6 of the first quarter, scored the first 7 of the second quarter, had the lead up to 20-6. A Kyla Tim three-pointer made it 20-9. Blue Hill scored the last 6 of the first half, led 26-9 at halftime of the basketball game. And at that point, with a 17-point lead, Blue Hill got to some work in for their first units in the second half. Blue Hill came out in the third quarter, outscored Silver Lake 7-4. In the fourth quarter, the Lady Bobcats outscored the Lady Mustangs 13-10 and win it by the score of 46-23. So Blue Hill led all the way except for a 2-2 tie and a 13-point run in the first half. Got them out to the lead of 26-9 at halftime, and Blue Hill won it by the score of 46-23. The full court pressure in the backcourt in that first half by Blue Hill, forcing a turnovers by a Silver Lake, paving the way to that first half lead and the victory here tonight. Balanced scoring for the Blue Hill Lady Bobcats. They got 15 from Jordan Atwater. She had 6 in the first, 4 in the second, didn't score in the third, got 5 more in the fourth. 15 for Jordan Atwater, the junior point guard for Blue Hill. 12 points for Caitlin Kumpke, right on her average of the season. She had 5 of those in the fourth quarter, 12 in the game for Caitlin Kumpke. 10 points for Alyssa Overy. Alyssa, as we mentioned, always in first gear. Good rebounder, averages 7 a game, and she gets the ball, and she likes to lead that break. She heads down the floor when she gets the basketball. The Lady Bobcats like to run whenever they can. And Overy also had 10 points. She had 4 free throws and 3 2-point field goals, 10 for Alyssa Overy. 6 points for Macy Coffey, the freshman off the bench, 2 for April Thaman, 1 for Lexi Himmelberg. The starter, Sarah Albert, did not score. Emily Herfeld, also starting, did not score for Blue Hill. Kelsey Carr, Cheyenne Lovett, also played but did not score. 15 for Jordan Atwater, 12 for Caitlin Kumpke, 10 for Alyssa Overy, as the Bobcats had 26 first-half points, 20 in the second, 46 for the game. They win it 46-23. They are now 5-4 on this basketball season, and the Lady Bobcats win their second game in a row, their first of the 2011 portion of the season. They are 5-4 on the season. For the Silver Lake Lady Mustangs, 12 points for Mackenzie Scupa. She averages 13.5 per contest, had only 2 at halftime, only 4 after three quarters, but scored 8 in the fourth quarter. Got to have her scoring. She scores about 0.5 points per contest. Well, the Mustangs had that tonight, 12 of their 23. But Mackenzie Scupa has had 12 to lead the way. Again, the Mustangs have had problems scoring the basketball this season. They did tonight, had only 23 points, 9 in the first half, 14 in the second, got in double digits, only one quarter. That's the fourth quarter with 10 points, scored 23 on the night. Scupa had 12, 5 for Sydney Meyer. Kyla Tim had 3, 2 for Aaron Flambeck, 1 for Amy Trouse. None for Megan Jacobitz, who started and missed a couple free throws. And Flambeck with 2. Orianne Boyd played but did not score. Steph Perez played, did not score. Jenna Thayer also off the bench, did not score for Silver Lake. Everybody got in the ballgame for these two teams. So Silver Lake had 9 first half points, 14 in the second, 23 in the contest. And they drop it 46-23 to Blue Hill. And the Mustangs of Silver Lake will fall to 1-8 on the year, and that is their 7th consecutive loss of the season. They are 1-8 overall. So the final score of the girls' game here at Blue Hill, the Blue Hill Lady Bobcats 46, and the Lady Mustangs of Silver Lake 23 in our contest in the first of two, as Blue Hill never trailed in the game and won it 46-23. I'm going to take care of our first game of the evening, a 46-23 Blue Hill victory over Silver Lake. Minor, the boys' game still to follow. We are going to send it back to the studios of KLIQ-FM 94.5 The Breeze for about 10 minutes or so, and rejoin you. We'll rejoin you, Laura, at the radio station. KLIQ will rejoin everybody about 7:25. We'll play the theme to our second game here at 7:25, about 9 minutes from now, and get you set up for game number two, the Blue Hill boys and the Silver Lake boys. So we'll rejoin you at 7:25 here at Blue Hill High School. Again, the final score of the girls' game, Blue Hill 46, Silver Lake 23. We'll talk to you at 7:25.